In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, a big crowd followed Jesus. 4,000 men plus women and children. We notice how they followed Christ on foot during the heat of the day into the wilderness and without food. Jesus performed the miracle described in today's gospel because of compassion for the people. We can see his compassion in many miracles. And it is manifested dramatically in today's gospel when the Lord, acting because he took pity on the needy people and fed them. Each miracle of Christ is an act of love performed out of compassion. Being compassionate is a challenging job. Most of the time, when we see someone who is grieving, who is suffering, unfortunately, we won't even pay attention because it is not my business. Because she's like this, she's overreacting. Because he's like this, he's overreacting. And we miss opportunity to act as Jesus, to love as Jesus. None of us really know what our neighbors have to bear in their daily life. Sometimes people, they might suffer very much and no one to be compassionate. So St. Paul is sounding an alarm clock in our summer, giving us a wake-up call and reminding us of who we are, reminding us of the power of the sacraments we have received and the consequences those gifts are supposed to have in our life. If we are alive for God in Jesus, then many things will flow. The first is to charity, to our cooperation with God in loving our neighbor together with him. And if I'm married, my first neighbor is my wife, my husband, and my children. No need to help people overseas if I am not able to love and to take care of my own family, of my own friends, of my own relatives. In today's gospel, we see that there was a vast, famished crowd following Jesus, hanging on his word for 3 straight days. Jesus' heart burst with compassion on them, and he worried that they might collapse on their way if they did not eat anything. When the disciples asked, where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this desert? Jesus replied, how many loaves do you have? Think of it, Jesus could have immediately produced an extraordinary banquet to satiate the crowd.
But he did not.
He wanted his disciples, his followers, those whom he was trying to lead to live for God, to participate in that miracle. And so he worked the miracle with the 7 loaves and few fish they provided. Similarly, God wishes to incorporate our efforts into his saving works of mercy. We might not have much to give, but never forget that whatever you have, it's plenty in Jesus' hands. But he wants to share his compassion on the cross and to do all we can, allowing him to multiply it and make it adequate. Those who live for God in Christ are constantly offering the Lord their loaves and fish, their minds, their time, and their resources. In short, whatever God has given them to build up his kingdom of charity. So the question is, are we living for God in Jesus through our seeking to love others as he has loved us first? Remember, Jesus has compassion on these thirsty and starving people. Also today, Jesus has a great love of compassion for this world without God. He asked us to share his compassion and to make it the motto of our missionary spirit. See all these empty seats at church today. That means a lot. That means that we have to work more and better. We have to pray more and better. He asked the apostle what they have. 7 loaves and a few fish. What do we have to contribute to the work of redemption? Not much, really. Besides, there is only one Redeemer and Mediator, that is Jesus. Yet, in the excess of his love, he asked us to join in his saving work. So, let us contribute with what we have. Let us contribute our poor prayers, our works of charity, our sacrifices, and our sufferings. Let us also bring the gift God has given us and all our talents. They are numerous, and God wants them back multiplied. God will work the miracle from our door because he is the leaven. So, during this summer, let us try to learn to be more compassionate with those who grieve. And let us try to draw closer
to the source of the true love and to consider our relationship with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. All the reverence of the Blessed Sacrament we love in the Divine Liturgy of the Church is focused on the real presence of our Lord. We don't like the liturgy, we don't like the Latin Mass because it's beautiful. But, of course it is, but not just for that, but just because it is the expression of our faith in the Blessed Sacrament. All the reverence, all the care we give to Jesus in the host. The more we make Jesus in the Eucharist the true center of our life, the more we will be living for God in Jesus. Jesus looks at us, looks at your families, and the great crowd of our contemporaries with the heart bursting with compassion, and he in response doesn't offer us fish and bread, but himself, so that he may bring us into the heart of the mystery, to the very death and resurrection Saint Paul today for us describes. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.